The Martha Graham Dance Company is 100 years old. The company's founder was a force in the dance world. She was a choreographer, she founded her own school, and she was a leading dancer herself. She invented a technique that paved the way for so many modern dance companies, including Alvin Ailey and Merce Cunningham. NPR's Elizabeth Blair takes a look at Martha Graham's legacy and why she was compelled to change the art form.
Martha Graham wanted to use dance to tell American stories. Take Appalachian Spring, one of her legendary works from the 1940s. She asked composer Aaron Copland to write the music. The characters are Pennsylvania pioneers, women in bonnets and long ruffled dresses, a smitten young couple, and a preacher. Graham spent her childhood in Pennsylvania coal country, which she described as completely bleak. She had to wear veils over her clothes to keep off the coal dust. When she was 14, she and her family moved to California, traveling across the country by train. Graham was thrilled. She wrote that her years there became a time of light and freedom.
I always felt that I had an appetite for life. Perhaps that came from having had a doctor as a father.
In 1974, Graham told NPR station WFUV how her doctor father laid the foundation for her artistic vision.
And I was looking in a microscope when I was four so that I could tell the difference between water that had wriggles in it and the water that was pure. And he taught me two laws which have proved invaluable to me. One was, you must look for the truth. And the other is, movement never lies.
At the time, most people thought of dance as Swan Lake and Giselle.
Decorative, escapist, imaginary princesses and swans and flowers.
Janet Elber is a former Martha Graham Dance Company member and its current artistic director.
And she wanted to dance about real human beings, real human challenges.
Martha Graham's father's words, movement never lies, inspired Graham to create dance that was authentic to that human experience. Her technique called for bare feet instead of point shoes, and gestures that were more sinuous and earthy than classical ballet. In 1930, Graham debuted a solo piece that was unlike anything audiences were used to. Lamentation is about grief. The dancer performs seated on a bench. Her body is almost entirely encased in fabric. She sways and bends and flexes her feet. When she moves, the fabric stretches into angular, abstract shapes. It's definitely not decorative. Graham's choreography uses every inch of the body to express anguish and fear, but also pure joy. Janet Elber says Graham developed her technique by studying people.
She realized that our emotions ride on the breath. When we sob or when we laugh, it comes from an impulse in the center of the torso. And from that idea, she developed her famous contraction and release, the contraction being the exhale and the coiling in of the spine and the torso, and the release being the inhale and the expansion of energy throughout the body.
Graham knew her performances went against traditional beliefs about what dance should be. Simply dreadful were the words one acquaintance used to describe it. Graham wrote that people thought she was a heretic for being so emotionally raw on stage. She ended up creating a work called Heretic. But many critics were entranced, calling Graham fierce and unusual. Physically, Graham's technique is notoriously demanding. In a 1957 film called A Dancer's World, she talked about the work it takes to appear natural.
Your goal is freedom, but freedom may only be achieved through discipline. In the studio, you learn to conform, to submit yourself to the demands of your craft, so that you may finally be free.
Actors like Betty Davis and Gregory Peck trained with her. So did Mikhail Baryshnikov and Madonna. Graham and her company represented the United States overseas. She performed at the White House and won a Kennedy Center honor. Martha Graham died in 1991 at age 96. Former Martha Graham Company dance member Janet Elber says one of her great gifts was how she could read people, whether it was a dancer or a big donor.
She was able to be, when she was in rehearsal with us, whatever she needed to be. such a creature of the theater. She knew if you needed her to be a mother, if you needed her to be a flirt or a tyrant or, a, you know, whatever, in order to draw out of you what she wanted. So that was true in the studio in rehearsal, as well as if you happened to sit next to her at a fundraising dinner, she would often walk away with a big check.
Which might explain why the Martha Graham Dance Company has endured for a century. To celebrate, the company is on an international tour. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.